Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at NAPA locations nationwide. NAPA!
Hey, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Here, exclusive interviews.
Waking up, coming back to Victory Lane, doing media spot. That's kind of when it really sunk in that, hey, we accomplished something great.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Chastain did a video game move, drove it, and never lifted.
As well as break down the upcoming race weekend and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Lap number 52, pits open. The question is, primary tire, option tire? Let's find out. Steve Post.
It was the option tire for Ty Gibbs. He said the car got a little loose over that run, but pretty happy with that car. Bubba Wallace also loose, went with the option tire. Now, I'm going to survey. I think I saw Corey LaJoie looks like he had the prime tire on. We're going to check with all of the crews on that to see, but right now the majority of the car is going with the red letter option tire. Chris Wilner?
And same thing on my end of pit road. Eric Jones, though, opting to go on the primary tire, sticking with that yellow Goodyear lettered tire. So Eric Jones will be one to watch coming from a little bit deeper in the field. But Justin Haley, Carson Hocevar, Ryan Preece was a game time decision. They threw the option tire as well as Austin Dillon. So multiple strategies on my end of pit road. How do the longevity of these option tires go? That's going to be the thing we'll find out.
Decision time here for these teams. And will it pay off as we are running the All-Star Open from North Wilkesboro Speedway? This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Speedway as we race the All-Star Open. Top two will advance to the All-Star Race tonight. Then the third and final driver from the Open to go to the All-Star Race will be the highest vote getter that did not race their way in. Now, option tire, prime tire, whatever the case may be. Steve Post?
Yeah, and we just had a real interesting situation down here. Bubba Wallace came down, and it looks like the left front tire is the yellow prime tire. The other ones are red. Just checked in with the crew here, and they say, well, there's some yellow tape on it, and that thing's spiraling around. We're seeing the yellow from the yellow tape, but it is the option red tire on Bubba Wallace. But I am telling you, my eyes are not the only one, because everybody made a beeline to this pit box, but it appears that they have the option red tires on all the way around. And yeah, there's only yellow tires down here in the pit box. So it's that tape that's going around that looks yellow and is really deceiving to look at.
All right, we're going to go back under the green flag, Steve, in one lap. Alex Bowman will go to the inside because Ty Gibbs, race leader, electing to restart outside row one. Row two, Chase Briscoe on the inside of Bubba Wallace. Inside row three, Austin Cindric and Josh Berry getting ready for a Geico restart on lap 57, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com tonight to get started.
43 laps to go in the open, and we've got our mixture of option tires and prime tires. We'll find out which decision is the one that's going to pay off and find out who's going to be in the All-Star race tonight. Green flag back in the air, outside lane. Ty Gibbs gets the jump. Alex Bowman tries to stay with him.
Great start by Gibbs, but he does not get Bowman cleared into turn number one. Try to do it at the exit of two. Still can't get the job done. Alex Bowman keeps that right front tire to the inside of Ty Gibbs.
Boy, Josh Berry looking on, although he left the inside open, and his teammate Chase Briscoe filled it side by side all the way through the field.
Trouble one car turn in the one. They went three wide midway down the front straightaway. Austin Cindric in the middle of that three wide sandwich gets turned head first into the outside wall.
He keeps it going, however, and he's going to drive up, and I don't believe he's at all happy with somebody. He's passing a bunch of cars in a hurry, and here he is to the inside of the Chase Briscoe car, right in front of the Carson Hocevar car. Not sure, but Austin Cindric clearly is unhappy at the moment.
Well, let's see if we can figure that out. We go back. They were racing three wide when they came off the corner, and we can tell you that Carson was way down on the inside. Hocevar down on the inside. Cindric in the middle. Noah Gregson up top. That's just hard racing, yes or no? Rusty Wallace, what do you think?
I think it's hard racing. He just ran out of room out there. Noah Gregson got in his side of his quarter panel, knocked him sideways into the wall. But they were three wide off that corner, guys, and they were just running out of room.
Three wide on a short track in North Wilkesboro. Well, that means a caution flag after Austin Cindric gets pinched into the wall.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea and water damage as far as the eye can see.
It's America.
It's freshly mowed grass and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens.
It's America.
It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at North Wilkesboro Speedway, working the caution for the second time. Perfect chance to give you an idea where your favorite driver is running here in the lineup, presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This look at the leaderboard on lap 37 and under caution shows Ty Gibbs out front over Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Josh Berry, and Chase Briscoe. That's your top five. Carson Hocevar, 6th. Noah Gregson, 7th. Austin Dillon, 8th. Justin Haley, 9th. And Eric Jones is 10th.
11th is Todd Gilliland. He's the highest running driver on the prime tire. Being scored 12th is Ryan Preece. 13th is Harrison Burton. 14th, Kaz Grala. 15th is Zane Smith. 16th, Daniel Hemric. 17th, Corey LaJoie. 18th, John Hunter Nemechek. 19th for the moment is Austin Cindric, but he's been on the pit lane. And 20th is Timmy Hill, multiple laps down after a mechanical issue early on.
Every lap that clicks off, the aggression meter goes up just a little bit more, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. And we're going to do that coming up right here on lap number 64. Gibbs on the outside, Alex Bowman on the inside.
Hit the Geico restart zone. Green goes back in the air, and through the gearbox they go again. From the outside lane, it's Ty Gibbs, but Bowman occupies the space inside.
Three wide look momentarily down to the inside. Thinking better of it was Carson Hocevar. Side by side for the lead. Bowman down low. Gibbs up high. Trying to get him cleared in turn four.
Boy, Gibbs is good, and he's on the outside, but Bowman stays with him this time. By, not anymore. Gibbs to the lead. Side by side for position number two.
Alex Bowman running Bubba Wallace all the way to the top of the racetrack, trying to lengthen his line, but Bubba's right there. Hanging with him on the outside. Bubba Wallace trying to put a wheel up in the high groove.
Meanwhile, Alex Bowman's back bumper is getting tattooed by Chase Briscoe's front bumper. Still 2x2 from second on back.
Briscoe wants to go, but there's no room at the end right now. He's going to have to follow on the back bumper of the Alex Bowman machine. Bowman still side by side with Bubba Wallace for second.
Well, I tell you, the 23 car and outside of Bubba Wallace, he's got a lot of momentum and a lot of grip on the top side of that racetrack, especially when he exits two. That's his strong suit right there.
Boy, and he's right there now on the outside of the racetrack. Bowman on the inside. Top two can race their way in. Ty Gibbs has been the dominant car tonight, Alex Hayden, but boy, from second on back, it's anybody's guess.
It is, and they're continuing to race on the option tire side by side for second.
Down the back straightaway. The Josh Berry machine went way wide in turns one and two, like he might have been trying a third line. He's doing a little research up in that outside group.
Battling for second, Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Josh Berry, Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, Noah Gregson, and Justin Haley.
That's nothing but a seven-car battle for the one position that counts, and that's second, because Ty Gibbs is getting out of town very quickly. The battle for second is still in the park.
One car to take a look at, that number four car, Josh Berry. That's last year's winner in this particular race. He's working the top side of that racetrack. He's trying to make another lane up there and get a lot of momentum off the corner, run down Bubba Wallace and the 48 car of Alex Bowman.
That battle for second continues inches apart, nose to nose. Bowman on the inside, Wallace on the outside.
Nobody giving an inch. This is the final transfer spot into the All-Star race. They head for the backstretch.
And again, Josh Berry goes three wide to the outside. He hasn't found enough yet, but now he will. He'll pull up on the outside of Alex Bowman as Bowman tries to fight back on the inside of Wallace.
Nobody is going to give the other driver an inch. They're going to use up every possible inch of this racing surface. Josh Berry trying to make it three wide.
Looking three deep out of turn two, but Bubba Wallace slides up across him right now. Here's Bowman down to the inside. Squeezes his way under Bubba Wallace.
Josh Berry still just helpless right now. Neither lane will advance. When will he push the button and try to make it take the outside lane? We're down to 26 laps to go.
Three cars under a blanket at the exit of turn number two. Oh, Josh Berry crosses over. Three wide to the bottom. What a move by Josh Berry. He'll get to the inside of Bowman, but Bubba Wallace will get away with second.
The crowd here is standing, and they're loving what they're seeing. Berry has come to third, but Alex Bowman continuing to pound away.
Alex Bowman right there on the back bumper of Josh Berry. Chase Briscoe fires it off to the inside of Alex Bowman. A spectacular battle from third on back.
The transfer spot, however, is held by Bubba Wallace, and he's got two car lengths now on that Hornet's Nest from third on back.
Bubba trying to check out and get out of Dodge. That battle behind him, though, is hot and heavy. Noah Gregson dives to the inside on Carson Hocevar. Hocevar goes 3D.
24 laps to go in the open. The top two advance. The top two right now, Ty Gibbs and Bubba Wallace, but it's on from third on back.
From third place on back, Alex Bowman trying to hang on. Josh Berry's got third. Bowman is fourth, but maybe not for long. He's going to give up that spot down low. Here comes Justin Haley.
Justin Haley has gone to the whip on the inside lane on that Mustang Dark Horse. He's going to drive underneath Alex Bowman.
Justin Haley for Rick Ware Racing surges his way up to the number four position. He's not done yet. He's closing in on Josh Berry.
All right, Alex Hayden, right now we are seeing with still some 20-plus laps remaining, the option tire beginning to fade. They were running laps at close to 122. Now they're running laps at 119. Whoever has saved the best for last may be a factor before this thing is all said and done.
And you're right about that, but boy, Justin Haley's car has come to life. He just got by Bowman. He's not done there. He's going inside Josh Berry.
He drives under Berry at the exit of turn two, but Josh Berry right back at him in that outside lane. Side by side for third, and second place is only two car lengths further ahead.
Justin Haley is climbing the leaderboard. He is doing it in a hurry. He continues to run fourth with Josh Berry dead ahead.
Off a top 10 finish just a couple of weeks ago, Justin Haley trying to make another mark, although Josh Berry able to separate himself just a bit in turn three.
Here they come up off of the corner. Josh Berry will be able to hang on to the number three spot. While these two mix it up, Dave, they've got to get figured out before they can go up and challenge for second.
Yeah, second place is not far ahead. It's only two car lengths ahead to Bubba Wallace, but Bubba right now very content to let them fight it out in the rearview mirror.
They've got 18 laps in which to figure it out, and right now Berry goes third. That's not good enough. Justin Haley right now fourth. That too, not good enough.
Down the back straightaway they fly. All long gone is Ty Gibbs. Nearly half the back straightaway ahead. Wallace continues to run second. Three car lengths back to Josh Berry.
Now, Josh Berry's committed to the top of this racetrack. I think it's the right move. He's still getting a lot of momentum off of turn two right there. He pulls up just a little bit on Bubba Wallace, but he's keeping the 51 car of Justin Haley behind him. And so that's what he's got to do, block him off, keep him behind him, but still working that top side so he can run down Bubba Wallace.
Doing all they can to try to accomplish just that. Ty Gibbs out front is missing a heck of a race just behind him, Dave.
Bubba Wallace still with a couple of car lengths in hand. Josh Berry running 2.5 grooves up off the bottom of the racetrack. A year ago, the bottom was the only place to be. They ran so low that the left side tires were down on the concrete apron. There's nobody there tonight.
Right now, we have 14 laps to go. Next time by, Ty Gibbs is checked out. Second place is the battle that we are watching. Second place right now and up for grabs. Bubba Wallace, Josh Berry, Justin Haley, Alex Bowman, and Noah Gregson.
Off turn two, everybody holding their spot for now. That option tire was blazing fast at the beginning. We'll see if it begins to fall off as the laps accumulate. Justin Haley beginning to lose touch now with Josh Berry.
You gotta wonder if Justin Haley overheated the tires and his charge up the leaderboard. Right now, he's just holding serve right now at the back bumper of Josh Berry.
Well, he did the only thing that he could do. He had to drive that car up into contention. He did exactly that. If he burned him up, well, so much the better. Fourth place, no worse than third.
Ty Gibbs has been an all-star before. Bubba Wallace has been an all-star before. Josh Berry, Justin Haley, they have not. The problem is they're beginning to lose touch with Bubba Wallace.
Wallace begins ever so slowly to pull away. What was a two-car length advantage a couple of laps ago is now double that, maybe five.
Down to 11 laps to go in the All-Star Open race. Top two advance to the All-Star event tonight, the main event. And then the third driver to get in will be the vote getter from the race fans. 10 laps to go, Jeff, this time by.
And it's Ty Gibbs right now at the front of the field. Bubba Wallace comfortable at the moment in second. Then Josh Berry, Justin Haley, Alex Bowman, and Noah Gregson.
If Josh Berry's got anything left in the tank, it's time to put it to work because he's a good five or six car lengths behind Bubba Wallace as they reach turn four.
They do come up off of the corner. Bubba Wallace had a big wiggle off turn four that time, but he is able to maintain that advantage about six car lengths over Josh Berry.
He goes much higher in turns one and two this time than he has in the past. It may have to do with that bobble. Yeah, he's right down on the bottom again this time in three and four.
I'll tell you what, guys, with nine laps to go, Ty Gibbs is definitely the class of this field. About a tenth of a second faster every single lap. he just keeps checking out and driving away. They put him in the All-Star race. He's going to be tough to handle, no doubt about that.
Alex Hayden, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace trying to advance here tonight.
They are indeed, both of them driving Toyota Camry XSEs in the first and second spot. Josh Berry can't do anything with Bubba Wallace, it appears, nor can Justin Haley. Oh, Alex Bowman way up the racetrack, nearly caught the safer barrier. Jeff, we've got six laps to go this time by. A caution flag can turn this race upside down.
And right now, Alex Bowman has gathered it back up, and he is back up to speed. But you're right, a caution flag now could change the complexion of this event. Ty Gibbs is in turn number three.
Down the back straightaway and into turn three. Now exiting four as Bubba Wallace is midway between the third and fourth corner.
Down to five laps to go in the All-Star Open race. Ty Gibbs is up off turn number two.
Down the back straightaway. No lap traffic to deal with, at least for a moment. Eric Jones is a good 20 to 25 car lengths ahead.
We got one car off the pace. That's Austin Cindric. He is just coasting down the back straightaway. Four laps to go. He should make it to pit road. Four to go. Ty Gibbs off turn two.
Cindric damaged in that front stretch crash a little earlier. He's been on and off pit road. He is safely back on pit road as Ty Gibbs bypasses him in turn three and four.
And comes to the start-finish line. Three to go now for Ty Gibbs. Back to turn number one.
Here he comes into one. Big lead in hand. Closing in, but still half the backstretch from the lap machine of Eric Jones.
Well, he doesn't need to take any chances now, does Ty Gibbs? Only two laps remain. Bubba Wallace still has a focus in the rearview mirror. He is second. He can advance unless Josh Berry can run him down.
Josh Berry's going to need a miracle right now. He's a good six, maybe seven car lengths behind, giving it all he's got. Down the back straightaway, takes a very wide, high line, about three grooves up off the bottom in turn three.
White flag is out in the open. Top two advance to the All-Star race. Ty Gibbs, the race leader.
This one has been no contest from green to checkered. Fastest car on the racetrack and on his way to the All-Star race. Ty Gibbs in three for the final time.
Ty Gibbs is going to be an All-Star tonight. Here he comes up and off. Turn number four. Checkered flag is out. The other All-Star will be Bubba Wallace. And Ty Gibbs and Bubba Wallace will both race for $1 million later on tonight. Ty Gibbs picking up the win in the open. Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. Winning team down here. Chris Gale is the crew chief on this car. Chris, what'd you learn about your car here in this first element as you guys move on?
It's got speed. I need to talk to him a little more. We kind of know what it looks like, but I want to get his take on it. But it's got good speed, so that's bodes well for the next race.
Bodes well for the next race. Rusty Wallace said they all better batten down the hatches. Chris Gale's going to talk to his driver and see what they need to do to adjust for the All-Star race. Ty Gibbs wins the All-Star Open.
And he will be an All-Star in the NASCAR Cup Series in the year 2024, as does Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace is going to be the second. The fan vote is now official. The third driver to get in the All-Star race via the fan vote, Noah Gregson, will be an All-Star in 2024.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Winning feels good, but we lose sometimes too. How do you deal with things when the going gets tough? Just like a driver relies on a good pit crew, you need a support system to help you come out ahead. Talking to a therapist is a great way to navigate the twists and turns of your life when it feels like you're going in circles. Therapy can help you plan to achieve your goals and avoid hitting the wall when things get dicey. And therapy reminds you that even when life feels like a race, you're only competing with yourself. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on your schedule at your pace. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Life's not a race. Visualize the track ahead with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/racingradio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio.
Back here at the North Wilkesboro Speedway, the Open is in the books. Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace race their way in. Noah Gregson will be an All-Star via the fan vote. From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4,000 and 5,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. For cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Back at North Wilkesboro Speedway, the Open is complete. Ty Gibbs is the winner. He's surrounded by Monster Energy girls, and right in the middle of that, that's our Steve Post.
Yes, indeed, Ty Gibbs does pick up the win. So, Ty, you've talked about you felt like you deserved to be in the All-Star race. You certainly have earned your way into it. What'd you learn about your race car in that 100-lap run?
Yeah, I felt like we were pretty solid, and I think we made a good adjustments between the tires because they're a little bit different. So, I'm happy. I feel really good, and I think we're hopefully capable of winning this thing tonight. It'd be really nice to go win it, and I think we have a good run.
What was, without giving all the secrets, the difference between the tires? I guess my question is, how dramatic was the difference between the two tires?
They honestly felt really close on the time-wise. They felt a little bit different, but, two whole different compounds, and I'm glad that NASCAR is letting us do this and seeing how it is different.
We'll see you later on tonight.
Let's do it.
There we go. Ty Gibbs down here. Let's do it, he says. He's going all-star racing here tonight.
Now he will be starting in position number 18, starting in position number 20. Thank you to the NASCAR fans. Noah Gregson will race tonight for $1 million.
He certainly will. And Noah Gregson got a nice salute from the fans as he climbed out of the race car. Of course, now back-to-back years that Noah was able to secure the fan vote and race for $1 million here tonight, especially here at North Wilkesboro Speedway. Debriefed with Drew Blickensderfer, his crew chief. Noah, the fans have spoken. You're a fan vote winner yet again. What are the emotions, though, knowing that at least now that you're in, you get to race for $1 million yet again?
Yeah, the fans are so badass. It's a privilege to be able to come out here All-Star Weekend and to be voted in. We kind of missed it there a little bit in that race. It was a lot of fun when we put the red tires on the soft ones. A lot of moving around. We're going to continue to work on our overstock Mustang and try to get it dialed in. I'm not too comfortable in it right now. I'm just kind of, chattering the right rear and super loose, but a little 100-lap test and tune. Hopefully we'll go back to the trailer, make some good adjustments before the main event, but can't say enough about the fans. They're badass. They keep us motivated each and every weekend to come out and do our jobs. When times aren't great, the fans always pump us up, and we feed off their energy. So appreciate everybody's support, and we got 200 laps to go chase $1 million.
We saw a lot of elbows up racing in that 100 lapper. Expect more of the same tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I think you'll see guys kind of be conservative on the hard tire. They should just give us all the soft tire because guys are moving around. They're fading. You have comers or goers. You can move around the racetrack. It was a lot of fun when we put those soft tires on. So great job by everybody with NASCAR and Goodyear. Everybody who's willing to stick their neck out here and try this. I think it was a success. It's definitely a lot more fun tire, that red tire. So we're ready to go tonight. Going to have some fun and just enjoy it.
Absolutely. Fun indeed here at the All-Star Race. Noah Gregson, the fan vote winner. He'll race for $1 million tonight.
He will indeed. The other driver that raced his way in via the Open is Bubba Wallace. He's with Steve Post.
Well, Bubba Wallace did race his way in, but Bubba, the beginning of that second half of that race, can you kind of describe the racing? And, man, you guys were going after it there for that second spot.
Yeah, it was. That was fun. That was short track racing right there. Hopefully that was a good show for the fans. It was hectic, though. I was stressed out, and we were able to pull away there at the end, but our all-true Toyota Camry was okay. I think I got a good idea of what I need to tell Booty and the team to make this Toyota even faster. But we're coming from the back, and now we get to go fight for $1 million, so there's not much to complain about right now.
You mentioned coming from the back. You started that race and ran most of the time at the front. Did you sense there was multiple lanes, multiple running grooves, that if you get this car dialed in, you can run from the back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, us Cup guys, we try to pass, you know, we'll make our own new lane. We'll try to get out of the racetrack to find some clean air. So the grooves get definitely going to widen out for the big race here. So it's just staying on top of that, adapting to what we need and making sure our Toyota's marching to the front.
Congratulations. We'll see you later.
All right, thank you.
There we go. That's Bubba Wallace, finishes second here in the open race, and he will be running in the NASCAR All-Star Race later on this evening here at North Wilkesboro.
Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Noah Gregson, the three drivers that will advance and race in the All-Star.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Open is over. Here's a look at how they finished up, presented by Hands Free. Skechers slip-ins, no bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free. Skechers slip-ins.
Ty Gibbs wins the All-Star Open race. Bubba Wallace will be second. Both drivers again advance to the main event. Josh Berry was third. Justin Haley was fourth. Noah Gregson finished fifth, but the fans have spoken. He is the fan vote winner. He, too, will be an All-Star this year. Alex Bowman finishes sixth. Chase Briscoe, seventh. Ryan Preece was eighth. Austin Dillon, ninth. And Carson Hocevar was 10th.
Kaz Grala finished 11th. Corey LaJoy, 12th. Harrison Burton, 13th. John Hunter Nemechek, 14th. Todd Gilliland, 15th. Daniel Hemric, 16th. 17th. Zane Smith. Eric Jones, 18th. Timmy Hill, 19th. Austin Cindric was 20th. NASCAR Live Race Day with Mike Bagley coming up, and you have been tracking the progress of Kyle Larson, and you said somewhere between Louisville and Lexington he's on his way.
He is. He is in the air at 31,000 feet. He's making his way to North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Again, our engineer Steve Fridley keeping up and tracking the flight before he gets here and lands. Take the helicopter to the racetrack, and Kyle Larson will be ready to race tonight. That'll be a lot of fun as we get prepared for NASCAR Live Race Day and Mike Bagley when we come back. From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
This is Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won the Daytona 500.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live Race Day.
Ready. Bring it.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway. brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Welcome back to North Wilkesboro Speedway. We are in the middle of a NASCAR All-Star Sunday night here on the Motor Racing Network. So glad you're spending your Sunday evening with us. If you're just joining us, Ty Gibbs has just won the All-Star Open, and that is one of many, many things that is going on here on this Sunday night. Mike Bagley here, along with Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, Dave Moody, Steve Post, and Chris Wilner. We are going to be going back and forth to the racetrack as we are monitoring Kyle Larson's progress, making it from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to the North Wilkesboro Speedway. So many things to get you up to speed on. Let's check a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Ty Gibbs just led wire to wire and won the All-Star Open at North Wilkesboro Speedway. He will transfer to the A-Main, or the All-Star race, at the end of the night. Bubba Wallace finished in second. He, too, will get the transfer. Noah Gregson got the fan vote, and Noah Gregson will be an All-Star in 2024. As we mentioned a moment ago, Kyle Larson has wrapped up his qualification effort for the Indianapolis 500. He made it to the Fast Six. Matter of fact, he will start fifth. Average speed of 232.846 miles an hour is where he slotted in. He is on an airplane. He is flying to North Wilkesboro Speedway as we speak, and he should be here on time and ready to go. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series rain-delayed Wright Brand 250 buttoned up earlier today after a 21-hour-plus weather delay. Corey Heim winning for the third time of the season. Corey, was this a statement win today?
I'd say so. I mean, it should be three in a row for us. We led every lap last week before we got wrecked. But just can't say enough about Track on Garage. These trucks week in and week out were so good and just can't do it without that speed.
And last night in the ARCA Menards Series East, they raced at Flat Rock Speedway in Michigan. Connor Zilich won that one. When we come back, we're going to take it back to North Wilkesboro Speedway's broadcast booth. Check in with Alex Hayden, Jeff Striegel, as we prepare for an All-Star Sunday night. Also coming up, we're going to chat with Cliff Daniels. Steve Post and Todd Gordon had a chance to chat with Cliff this week on Crew Call. Of course, Cliff, Kyle Larson's crew chief, right in the middle of this buzz that Kyle finds himself in as he gets ready to run the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 next Sunday. Much has been discussed about the tire options for tonight's race. I'll visit with Greg Stucker of Goodyear and get the update there. Plus, Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. will be by with their keys to winning tonight. Plus, our own all-star and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace is with us. We'll check in with Rusty as well as check in with the drivers here on this All-Star Sunday night, coming to you live from North Wilkesboro.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
From the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Team Penske goes 1-2 up the back straightaway for the final time. It is Joey Logano by 15 car lengths over Brad Keselowski, looking for the all-star win here in Charlotte.
Joey Logano off turn number 4. All alone, he comes into the trioval and crosses the line and wins $1 million in the all-star race.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 8 years ago. Kyle Rickey, Joe Moore with the call of Joey Logano's lone win in the all-star race. Of course, it came at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Again, 8 years ago. Hard to believe it's been that long ago. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. We'll chat with Joey coming up. Chris Warner had a chance to visit with Joey. Want to go back to the broadcast booth and check in with Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden. Gentlemen, I know we've been through a lot. Joey, obviously, winning the pole for the All-Star Race tonight. Christopher Bell winning the Pit Crew Challenge. He and his team finding success there. Ty Gibbs doing the winning already. Been through a lot this weekend, but I think by the time we get to the checkered flag tonight, it will all be worth the wait based on what we just saw and witnessed in the open.
Absolutely, no doubt, Mike. It's been a great week. It's not been without its challenges. And I think both Alex and I, everybody here, would tip their cap to everybody affiliated with North Wilkesboro Speedway, or we wouldn't be here, because 24 hours ago, this place was completely underwater.
It really was. And the drain is this track. We've talked about it so much. The uniqueness of this track goes downhill from turns 3 and 4 to turns 1 and 2. And all that water, we had 4 inches of rain over 2 hour span yesterday evening. And that all congregated right at the turn 1 area. We had 3+ feet of water, no exaggeration. And it was just an absolute mess. There were tires floating down the pit lane. It was a mud pit out in the parking lots. As a matter of fact, the racetrack, 880 tons of gravel were brought in late last night in the overnight hours, trying to get the parking lots at least usable for all these race fans.
Yeah, the teamwork that went into making sure that we could do this, just absolutely amazing. And now here we are, 75 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, blue sky, sunshine, the lights are on. We don't need them, but we will later on when we go under the lights for the All-Star. $1 million on the line. The field of 20 is now set.
It is, and the Open is its own beast. They have the top two that race their way in, then the fan vote. But everybody else, there's a reason why these drivers and these teams are in the Open and not All-Stars. They haven't won a race yet. They're not champions that are racing full-time. So these cars that raced hard here, there was a bit of a gap from the Ty Gibbs and Bubba Wallace's to the back of the field. Once we drop the green flag on the main event, the 200 lap All-Star Race 2024 tonight, that gap will close tremendously to basically inches. I think tonight's 200 lap race is going to be an outstanding event. I don't think we're going to see anybody drive away from the field.
Let's talk about tires here for just a moment. Green flag comes out. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski on the front row. The green flag comes out. Two different, completely different tire options that these teams have to work with.
They will, however, have to start the race on the option tire, which is the red lettered walled softer Goodyear tire. So the option tire all teams will have to start on. After that, it's going to be up to these teams which tires they want to put on throughout the running of the race. There will be a mandatory caution flag at lap number 100 and another one at lap number 150. There may be more. We don't know yet if there's crashes. All we know for sure, lap 100 and 150, these crew chiefs are going to have to think about their strategy.
In order to win $1 million. Mike Bagley, as we take it back to the NASCAR Live Race Day Studios, I know you can't wait to. You've got so much good to bring us. Interviews, like you said, with Joey Logano, the All-Star Race coming your way. And when it does, Mike, we'll be here to cover it for you.
And we appreciate you, gentlemen. We'll let you get a little rest here. It's going to be a busy night from North Wilkesboro, as right now everybody is in all-star mentality, all-star frame of mind, and the field of 20 is set. We'll give you that field of 20 coming up with now Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Noah Gregson racing their way in to the A-Main coming up later tonight.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Welcome back to Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the NASCAR All-Star Race for 2024 as we continue live from North Wilkesboro Speedway. We mentioned a moment ago, Joey Logano will be leading the field to the green flag. We're not paying points tonight. There are no playoff implications. Joey has 556 starts in the NASCAR Cup Series, but it's been a while since he's won. Matter of fact, a year ago March at Atlanta, it's been 44 races since Joey Logano has won a race. And it was with that win at Atlanta last year that has qualified him for the All-Star Race this year. Plus, he is a former winner of this All-Star Race. Chris Wilner had a chance to visit with Joey. Joey was involved in some testing with the tire options we'll be talking about a little bit later on tonight. But Chris and Joey had some time to spend together. A very unique year for Joey and that 22 team as they're still trying to get their first points-paying win of the season.
All right, Joey Logano, we're back here at North Wilkesboro Speedway for the second time for All-Star Weekend. Finished in the top 10 position last year, but obviously this year, completely different, new pavement. So you were one of the drivers that got to test on here back in March. What did you learn over the course of that day?
Yeah, I mean, it's still Wilkesboro, but it is, like you said, a lot different. You know, the fall-off is probably what stands out the most. Last year, a ton of fall-off. Now you can run 50 laps and maybe have 3/10 a fall off or so. So it does last, tires will last a long time, but we have the option tire. So of the 800 and something laps I ran here, we never did try this option tire. So go figure. After all those laps, I still don't know what's going to happen. So it's a little bit frustrating, but that is what it is, and we'll move on from there.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. It's kind of a new added element for this year at the All-Star Race. You have to start on the option tire, so it kind of plays a little bit of strategy. How do you foresee it kind of unfolding on Sunday, especially, I know we haven't hit the racetrack with it yet as we record this, but what do you foresee happening as far as when to use that, when not to use it?
Yeah, it's all just going to depend on what practice looks like. You know, everyone's anxious to get them on there and say, okay, is it faster? How much faster? And for how long is it faster? Those are all the questions that we have to answer. And the other question, too, you got to ask, too, is the balance changed a lot with them or not? I don't know. I don't know any of these questions until we get out there. But definitely the questions we're looking to get some answers on.
Do you like this approach that NASCAR's taking, maybe to try to something different here and give another element to the All-Star Race?
I'm all about change. I love it. Try stuff, swing at it. It's good for the sport for many reasons. Even if it doesn't work, it still makes us all have to try to do something different. And no one will have it scienced out yet. When you leave the rules the same for a long period of time, all the teams end up running the same speed because everyone starts to figure it out. People talk to each other. People move from team to team. They take all their information with them. Before you know it, all the cars run the same speed. And I don't know if that's the best for racing. So when you change the rules and change things up, it creates more discrepancy through the field, which improves racing.
All right, we're halfway through the regular season. This is kind of, you know, what we dub as the All-Star break, but it's not really a break. But how would you evaluate 2024, especially as we look forward to this busy summer stretch coming up?
Yeah, it's far from a break. For sure. Yeah, break from looking at points, but that's about it. So, we're ready to keep going with it. And, we obviously haven't had the season that we've hoped for at this point. But halfway through the regular season, we got time to turn this thing around before the playoffs, for sure.
What can a good run at the All-Star Race do as far as just getting you guys back on track?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. We'll start kind of wait and get through it all. But it doesn't hurt. It's a good momentum builder. Obviously, $1 million is $1 million. But, you know, it's still, you go in the race, you're still not locked in the playoffs. You're still, right? There's those type of things that's not quite there, but it's still obviously a race, and there's plenty on the line to make you run hard.
Finally, it's the month of May. It's a huge month of racing. We've got Kyle Larson out at Indy this weekend, qualifying for the Indy 500. If you're paying attention at all, is that exciting? Is some competitors watching one of your fellow drivers kind of try to accomplish something?
Well, I'm always interested and curious, and obviously, with, you know, driving for Roger Penske, he's got his cars out there too, so we always stay in tune with what's going on over there. Because we have invested interest, right? We want to see if Penske cars run good. But it is, obviously, it's very interesting to see what Larson's doing and switching back and forth. Seems very, very challenging. And I hope he does well. I really do. I think he will, too. If anyone can do it, it's going to be Larson. So I'm excited to see how he does.
So to follow up there, Kyle Larson has wrapped up his qualifying in Indianapolis. He will start the Indy 500 on the middle of row 2 in the 5th position, while a Roger Penske-driven car will lead the field to the green flag, Scotty McLaughlin on the pole for the Indy 500. And as far as Joey and the 22 team, man, they've had a lot of challenge this year. Matter of fact, at this point, right now in the season, halfway point of the regular season, Joey Logano is not in playoff territory. Matter of fact, he sits 18th on the playoff grid, 30 points below the cut line, as we head into the Coca-Cola 600 next Sunday.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, wait a second, is that possible? Or am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company, and Skechers has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort. We're talking fits like Relax Fit, Arch Fit, Massage Fit, Stretch Fit, and more. And comfort features like Skechers' exclusive world-famous air-cooled memory foam. Or hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, just like that. No touching your shoes, no bending down. Come on, how comfortable is that? Now, if you still don't believe me, and you don't understand how Skechers put the S in comfort, there's only one thing left to do. Go try your own pair of Skechers. See for yourself how Skechers put the S in comfort. Find Skechers, including slip-ins, at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Lots of talk this week about Kyle Larson and what he's doing. We'll talk with his NASCAR crew chief, Cliff Daniels, when we return from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Young money is a lap away from big money.
Harvick to the bottom of the racetrack just waves him by. Final pass of the night, and that will be it. Kyle Larson down the back straightaway, ready to finish out a spectacular All-Star victory.
All-Star winner, three of the last five times out. Take the check to the bank. $1 million. Kyle Larson has won the NASCAR All-Star Race at the North Wilkesboro Speedway in dominating fashion.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 1 year ago when Kyle Larson put on a clinic here at North Wilkesboro Speedway, winning the NASCAR All-Star Race, his third win in this race. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Kyle is headed to North Wilkesboro right now after leaving Indianapolis. It's been a busy stretch in the entire world of the NASCAR Cup Series. We are 13 races in to a 22-race stretch. These teams have basically been going nonstop since February 18th in the Daytona 500. They will go nonstop until Sunday, July 21st at Indianapolis when a two-week Olympic break will take place. Well, this weekend, All-Star weekend, and next weekend, Kyle Larson is bouncing back and forth between Indianapolis and Charlotte, or in this case tonight, Indianapolis and North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, trying to get qualified for the Indy 500 and also trying to run the All-Star race and the Coca-Cola 600. His NASCAR crew chief, Cliff Daniels, has been playing a very important part in each step in this process. And Cliff freed up some time to visit with Steve Post and Todd Gordon this week on MRN Crew Call and basically break all of this down, what's going on in these next 2 weeks.
Cliff, there has been so much talk over the last year about Indianapolis, your driver, Kyle Larson. Here we are on the cusp of it. He spent some time this week testing up at Indianapolis. First and foremost, just the level of excitement. I know there's challenges, but the level of excitement to see Kyle up at Indianapolis and what this means to everybody involved around him.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting for all of us here. You know, I know it's been long awaited for Mr. Hendrick and Jeff Gordon and everybody that's really helped, you know, kind of orchestrate this incredible opportunity. It's a great opportunity for Kyle, of course. And it's also really cool and you know, kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity for us here at Hendrick Motorsports to, you know, engage in everything for getting Kyle on track in Indy and making sure he has what he needs. And, you know, there's a lot of resource that we put into that. And then, of course, kind of showcasing, you know, who we are here and what we're all about here. And, you know, between the North Wilkesboro All-Star Weekend, where Kyle's going to be, you know, qualifying in Indy this weekend, and we're going to be having to, you know, to try to put our best foot forward for the All-Star race, and then the busyness that comes with next week and next weekend for the 600 and the 500. It's really cool to be part of. To be honest, we're so locked in on what we need to do. It's kind of hard right now to stop and smell the roses along the way because the schedule's so busy, but it's not lost on us, you know, how cool the opportunity is.
Talk a little bit about this weekend, preparing. You got Kevin Harvick jumping in the car. Not a guy that's familiar with your methods and your organization, the culture you've got there. What's it like to put Kevin in that? And talk about what has to change from Kevin to Kyle. Obviously, seat inserts, are there seat belts, are there pedal changes? What all goes into the weekend of changing out from test driver Kevin to race driver Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, the volume of what we're going to have to change is actually pretty high. We decided to commit, and I really wanted this to happen, and, you know, commit to having a full cockpit for Kevin. So everything that he's used to, you know, he has 2 years in the next gen car, steering column, steering wheel, you know, radio button location, shifter handle position, obviously the seat bucket, seat rails, headrest, even the dash layout, the entire pedal box, the floorboard, the leg boards, everything that we could do to try to make it a full Harvick cockpit. We wanted to do, and really just to give him the opportunity, you know, obviously our car is going to be different. The track is a repave. It's been a year mm-hmm. since he's been on track. We wanted to cut as many things that were different as we possibly could and just try to put him in a familiar, you know, kind of creature comfort environment to go showcase his talent, who he is, you know, what he's all about, and to kind of provide the opportunity for him just to give us some good feedback. That's kind of the point of the exercise, is just to be able to have fun with that, and obviously to leverage his skill set, his experience to help us.
The logistics of communicating with Kyle, not only is it All-Star weekend and pushing that back to late Saturday or Sunday, it's an All-Star race, right? It's not a points race. It's not, we're going to the Coke 600. There's an extra stage. There's 10 extra points there. It's a points race. There's 5 bonus points that available at the end of it that I'm sure you're very interested in getting to. How do you communicate through the week of the Coke 600/Indy 500 weekend to keep yourselves on par with Kyle, with everything he's got going on?
Yeah, so now that we're 4 years into kind of, you know, where our team is with Kyle, mm-hmm. I've learned a lot with him because of you know, so many different types of cars that he races and the different environments that he's in. He is really, really good at either day of or day before kind of downloading everything he needs to know then. So a lot of, like, you know, week out, 2 weeks out communication and studying with him, it's not effective for him. It's not that he doesn't need it, it's just not effective. So we've kind of tailored our approach such that everything he needs to focus on with Indy, we want to afford him that time, that opportunity, and really want to encourage that. Like, you know, Monday through, I would say really Thursday next week, I don't want him thinking about the Cup car just because I don't know that it's going to be